Now you come to the present time. Again, as I said, we are passing through a period of skepticism. And therefore you may ask, where is God in the present world? It is there that Sri Aurobindo writes a very significant sentence about the present time. I would like you to tell me what Sri Aurobindo says about the present time.
Today we see a humanity satiated and not satisfied by victorious analysis of the externalities of nature, preparing to return to its former dimension.
Excellent. This sentence gives you a study of the present time. We see today humanity. It's about the present time. We see today humanity. What is it doing? Today's humanity has spent centuries in science. One of the greatest gifts of the modern times is science. And what is science? Science is analysis of nature. What is matter, what is life, what is mind? These are the three terms of nature: matter, life, and mind. So last five centuries, mankind has spent in analyzing matter, life, and mind. But science analyzes at a certain level. There can be deeper analysis, there can be deepest analysis, but there can be also superficial analysis. There can be external examination, there can be internal examination. Now, if you study science of today or of the last 400 years, we shall find that humanity has studied or analyzed externalities of nature, not the depths, profundities of nature. Only externalities of nature. It has seen matter from outside. It has not found ways of examining matter from inside. It is only recently that, even in that outside analysis, it has gone deeper, deeper, deeper. Today we speak of quantum physics. Physics at the deepest, narrowest atomic level, even below atomic, subatomic level. And when they come to that point, they find very surprising things. And they feel baffled. The modern physicist is baffled by what they see at the quantum level. It is ununderstandable. Modern physics started by saying, you should believe only what you can see. It started with this statement, you should believe only what you see. Then they began to go deeper and deeper, and they found that these quanta cannot be seen at all. They themselves have agreed now that quanta exist, but they cannot be seen. So it's a sign that you have now come to a very bottom point, as it were. You have reached a bottom point from which you are returning. You cannot sustain yourself there. You are now baffled by a mystery. The very concepts which were challenged in the beginning by physics are being adopted Like what I said, what you see has to be believed in. Now what you don't see, even that you have to accept. And then, I had once spoken to you of law of contradiction. You remember law of contradiction I had spoken to you, according to which two contradictory attributes cannot be attributed to one thing in the same place, at the same time, in the same sense. And this is the law which physicists had put forward very strongly. Wherever you find self-contradiction, not acceptable. Now today they find that when you go deeper and deeper, the deepest thing is at once a wave and particle. It is at once particle and wave. Now you can see that particle and wave are opposed to each other, they are contradictory of each other. If it's a particle, it can't be a wave. If it's a wave, it can't be a particle. And yet they are obliged that the bottomest point of matter is at once particle and wave. It is also a sign that you have reached a bottom point from where you have to return. That's why Sri Aurobindo says, preparing to return to the primeval longings. Science has been trying to analyze externalities of nature and having analyzed, there's a very beautiful phrase, humanity is satiated but not satisfied. There's a difference between satiation and satisfaction. Satiated means you can't take any more. If you are served with sweets, more and more and more, you may have space to eat more, but still you say, I'm satiated, I cannot take any more. You may not be satisfied, but you are satiated, you cannot take any more. This phrase is so important, it describes exactly, accurately, the state of humanity today. We are satiated so that we can say that now no more on this line. It doesn't mean that we are satisfied to such an extent that we do not want to make any further inquiry at all. We want to make further inquiry, therefore we are not satisfied. But satiated because on this line is enough. We have reached the bottom point. We want to move forward. In that moving forward, what is that moving forward to what? To the primeval longings. Once again, God is standing there before you and is inviting you to knock his door. We are now preparing ourselves to return to that. This is our modern mood. It's an accurate statement of whatever is happening today. Either people are in the state of satiation but not satisfaction, or having seen this for a long period, they are now trying to wonder where shall we move forward, what will be our field of inquiry now. And some others have already found the new field of inquiry, and that is why you find today mankind is running away from the very field of reason, from the very field of the mind. Even the field of philosophy, which is the field of the mind proper, there is today the rise of existentialism. There is emergence of phenomenalism. There is the emergence of pragmatism. all these movements criticize the role of reason, all of them. They all describe a new call. If you read some of the latest writings from the late 19th century and 20th century, some of the most prominent thinkers have deviated from the quest of the reason. They find will, not reason, but will, emphasis on will, the emphasis upon unreason, discovery of the unconscious. If you see even the art of modern times, Picasso and others, you will find the objects seen in the unconscious. Therefore you find half body crossed by a human head with violin lying at the back, or a knife being plunged into a part of the body which seems to be irrelevant. There is no rational exposition. It is as reality seen in the unconscious, in which things are all topsy-turvy. And these are supposed to be some of the miracles of the modern art. It's an evident call that now you are satiated but not satisfied, and you want to do something else. A new domain is opening up. So in this way now Sri Aurobindo describes the earliest preoccupation of man, the constant preoccupation of man, and today's preoccupation of man. And everywhere you find these four words ringing you again and again: God, light, freedom, immortality. This is all that the first paragraph says. Mankind has always been looking for God, freedom, immortality. Even today, we are preparing ourselves in the same way. And Sri Aurobindo says the earliest formula of wisdom also promises to be the last.